Moncrief on News Talk.
You may have given no thought at all as to whether Ireland has a supercomputer. The answer is that we did, but it was decommissioned in November last year. They used to call it K. I don't know why. The Sinn Féin TD, Louise O'Reilly, has since said that it's a disgrace that we've nowhere to do our supercomputing, but do we actually need one and what for? Professor Stefano Sanvito is director of the CRAN Institute. Stefano, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What makes a supercomputer super?
A supercomputer essentially is a collection of computers which are designed to work at best together. It's a collection of different units that do different things, connected on a very, very high-speed connection that makes, you know, the total working better than the parts.
And would all those disparate parts of the computer be in the same place?
In a supercomputer, typically, yes, because they need to be connected at very high speed, so they cannot communicate, with... the communications that we use normally for the internet. So need to be in close proximity, that's right.
Okay, and is there, if you like, a threshold past which you go from very good computer to supercomputer?
So essentially what defines a supercomputer is the computational power. And supercomputer are defined in a way that allow you to do things that actually is not possible to do on a normal computer, and not possible essentially means that what you need would require a much longer time, in the sense that actually, you know, the answer to your problem come with in such a longer time that actually is not useful anymore, or that actually you cannot do the calculation at all on a standard computer. So essentially the supercomputer typically enable you to do things faster, but also to do things that it would be possible to do on a normal computer.
Okay, so what kinds of things would they be?
Well, I mean, I think a very good example is, say, the weather forecast. So if we want to predict the weather, this need to be predicted not just accurately, but with a very fine resolution in space. So in other words, actually, we need to be accurate to predict the weather locally, not just globally. So, and current model have a resolution of about 1 kilometer. So actually, you can predict the weather with a precision of about a kilometer. And these are simulations that require, you know, computer power and cannot be otherwise than in a supercomputer, because also very timely, right? So you know to predict rain before the rain starts, not after that. So this is a, you know, a kind of simple example where you have you need simulation tool which run at capacity at a speed, and the supercomputer is the only option.
As I understand it, Ireland did have a supercomputer in the University of Galway that was decommissioned. Do supercomputers then have a natural lifespan where you can't really use them anymore?
Yes. Supercomputer has a lifetime of about 5 years or so. This can be prolonged a little bit if there is upgrade in the meantime. And the reason actually why they typically reach lifetime is probably twofold. On the one hand, after 5 years, it's very difficult to source parts if something breaks. It's actually become more and more difficult to repair a supercomputer when it become older. But and supercomputer is well, like any computer, in fact, they age relatively quickly. I mean, they're not like cars that, you know, more or less run strong after 10 years. The other thing is that supercomputer become progressively more inefficient as time goes by, in the sense that the efficiency remains the same, but new technology allow you to do the same things at a much cheaper for this energy cost. So to speak, the supercomputer has been decommissioned now in Galway. This was the National Supercomputer Center. If you buy the hardware to perform exactly the same at the same power, now this hardware would use about a fifth of energy cost. So actually, you will reduce your energy bill by about a fifth, CO2 production by a fifth, and so on.
Yeah. So until we get one of our own, what supercomputer are people using? Do they have to farm it out abroad?
Yes. So at the moment, there is a temporary migration to a facility in Luxembourg, which is, the National Luxembourg facility. So at the moment, the kind of Irish ecosystem is buying time there. Essentially, every users have to migrate to this new service, which is in Luxembourg.
Okay, and does that happen over broadband?
Yes. So typically you access supercomputer through the internet, essentially. So the typical way you run your simulation in a supercomputer that you submit the simulations again into a queue, and then when the resources you ask for become free, then your piece of software is going to run. You typically specify how long you want to run your simulation for, and so you allocate the time you need. So in a sense, from the point of view of the user, the practice is not terribly different in the sense that you still have to remotely connect. You would do in Luxembourg, but not in Ireland. But the real problem actually to go to resources abroad is that every time you change the supercomputer, actually you need to recustomize the software you're using because actually supercomputers are not like standard computers that are essentially all the same. There is a good level of customization. So whatever run efficiently, in the Irish machine might not run as efficiently in the Luxembourg one, and you have to put a lot of work to recustomize it.
Oh, yeah. Is Ireland likely to get a supercomputer in the near future?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, I hope so. So my understanding is that the Ireland essentially has already started a process to renew, and in fact, the K, which is the one has been decommissioned right now, was supposed to be renewed. In fact, the Irish Supercomputer Centre ran a competitive bid to the EU, so part of the new computer should be co-founded by the EU, in fact, and essentially the trade-off is that part is being sponsored by the EU, the other part is going to be sponsored locally by Ireland, and a fraction of this computer is open access to European researchers, and another fraction is unique to the Irish researchers. So, to my understanding, in principle, there is a plan. In principle, there are money available to do it. The problem is that the entire process seems to be proceeding extremely slowly, so essentially seems that the entire process to actually bring the new supercomputer somehow is falling between stools and is not moving.
Okay, they should get a supercomputer to do it. Would speed it up.
Yes.
Professor Stefano Sanvito is a professor of condensed matter theory and director of the Cran Institute. Stefano, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.